Monitor in a loving mood. Pat Williams, The Look of Love. Masquerade.
Yeah. It's more than 10, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date.
Upcoming, you'll hear Bill Cullen learn from a first-hand observer what a tourist trip to the Antarctic is like. Before that chiller, here's the warm and windy High Chaparral. The David Rose Orchestra. Very interesting. I didn't know that. I'll drink to that. Now hear this.
You think you're a bright, and then you see the light. Those better ideas come forward. Those better ideas come forward. See the light. See the light. See the light.
Now's the time to see the light. Because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford. See the light.
Next on Monitor, Bill Cullen, brought to you by Dacron, by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style. What's it like to take a tour to the Antarctic? We'll hear from Bill and his guest in a moment.
When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron's where the style is, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word. When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday. When you want a suit that holds a dress, every day of the week, get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron knocks out wrinkles, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
See the travel-tested wardrobe with Dacron by Botany 500 at your favorite store now. Bill Cullen is with Richard Bissell. Mr. Bissell is the author of Bissell's Baedeker, a whimsical travel page, and he was on that trip to the Antarctic with 17 tourists. Mr. Bissell lived through the experience to write about it for Venture Magazine and to talk about it with Bill.
Mr. Bissell, your column Bissell's Baedeker is a thorough source of travel information, as you are yourself. What is the unusual first that you've recently been involved in as far as traveling is concerned?
Well, we recently came back from the Antarctic continent. Now, this was the first time any tourists were ever allowed down in the Antarctic continent at all. And we went from here to, from New York City to New Zealand, and we got on an icebreaker. This ship was only 246 feet long, and it had no ballast, no keel, and it rolled itself from one side down to the other side. All the furniture was falling around, the pots and pans in the galley were crashing around all the time. And we finally made it. We were 11 days each way across the southern seas. Now, this is completely out of the shipping lanes of the world.
You mentioned we. Who else was
this
on?
This was a tour. There were 17 regular tourists, and these people paid $7,000 apiece for a 30-day trip.
$7,000?
Under indescribable conditions, you see. Now, this is real devoted tourists. They wanted to go pretty bad, and we were on the second tour. The first tour ran aground down in the Antarctic, so they had quite a bit of publicity about that. And we left from the foot of New Zealand and went all the way down through the ice, the icebergs, the ice pack, and saw 400,000 penguins and killer whales, saw Scott's hut, the man that went to the pole and didn't get back, and Shackleton's hut. And we visited the McMurdo base of the U.S. Navy down there. And I visited the Scott base of the New Zealand Antarctic group and saw their dogs.
People just willing to spend the money.
Yeah.
And they'd be uncomfortable just, I imagine, to say they'd been to the
Antarctic. Well, it's beautiful when you get there. It's just beautiful. High, icy mountains and glaciers and just beautiful. And it wasn't cold because it's their summertime now. And temperature never got below 20 above zero, I don't think. We wore heavy clothing and long underwear and parkas and sweaters. But we were quite comfortable.
Was the Navy prepared to receive a group of tourists like that?
Well, no, they didn't really want us down there. They were afraid that the women were going to cause trouble. These men had been down there, you know, without seeing any dames for a long time, and they didn't know what might happen, you know. And the other ship had gone aground, and they had to pull it off, and they just didn't want anybody down there messing around at all.
And when you get to Antarctica, aside from taking pictures and looking at the scenery, there's really nothing else to do, is there?
No, there's nothing to do. There's no wildlife down there on the land at all, except a little bug and a little piece of moss is the only flora and fauna there is there.
I'm going to
put the scenery is breathtaking, believe me. There's an active volcano and just pure white ice with smoke coming out of the top of Mount Erebus, which is quite interesting to see.
So it's worth the discomfort, you think?
Oh, yes. We all had a wonderful time. Just marvelous. Except for a lady from Honolulu who didn't like it at all.
I can see. Well, listen, next time I get $7,000 that I can spare, I think I'll go to Pittsburgh. Our guest has been Richard Bissell, a regular contributor to Venture Magazine. This is Bill Cullen for Monitor.
Now here's a final word from Botany 500. Here's an idea for the traveling man who wants to look great but travel light. Botany 500's travel-tested wardrobe. Tailored of special blends with Dacron polyester. It's just 8 1/4 pounds of solid fashion. 2 suits, a sport coat, and slacks. They take you anywhere in style without breaking your back. Stop by your Botany 500 store. See the travel-tested wardrobe with Dacron.
Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
It's 16 minutes before the hour right here on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor 68, and looking ahead to this evening on Monitor, your host will be Brad Crandall, and comedian Jack Benny will join us. You'll hear from regulars Mel Allen and Bob Considine. And don't forget, Medicine, the Science of Life, the NBC Second Sunday special, over most of these Monitor stations this evening.